Hi everyone. Today on Mind's Eye Podcast, it is called The Devil's Advocate. So when I actually go through The Devil's Advocate and sit back and reflect about The Devil's Advocate that was presented towards me in such a way that you just can't even understand it, that you can't even be able to sit there and say, so it is by law, I'm allowed to homeschool even my autistic child, but you must send a letter letting them know that they will be on a registry and it's urged they come back, even though they're capable of being homeschooled. And then you have to take the survey, even though they're homeschooled from the state. Technically, there's no follow-up. It was just one piece of paper. So what is the devil's advocate in that? It is sit and see how long until we knock on your door. A devil's advocate is so heinous to a degree of none to be it all and to see who is right and who is wrong and who sits highest at that point of grace. To make a point at all in any type of dispute that you have to say, it actually gets heinous to the point lives can be at stake. So when you look at everything every day and you go through it and you say, none of it at all, you have to say, nothing. Is at all. To be at all in a devil's advocate must be one. You must be WON. You must be WHON. You must be ONE. In your own self, clear sound mind. So when you actually are approached by someone and they challenge you in a way unknown that becomes argumentative, you have to say all is gone at that point on the table because it is a mind over matter match. To get their agenda, a point across so hard that you can't even see it. So, for being someone who chose after an incident occurred to be a retired nurse, to be someone who's a stay-at-home military wife, to be a stay-at-home mom homeschooling after further incident and to continue to have things come through the mail to challenge or anything like that. I mean, you just can't even see it at all. So when you actually go through it and you actually have to say you have to adhere to it, to all law. In a devil's advocate, what is the law? The law is be respectful. The law is don't get physical any which way or form. Don't do anything that's against federal and state standards of law. But really, you should never, ever do a devil's advocate in anything. It really is a risk to both lives. So, my devil's advocate came as a point of grace to a point of line on a continuous wheel of things coming at me in my life to be done with it, that you can't even see it coming when it hits you in your face. So the saying, you don't know what it is until it's in your face, comes through that you can't even see it. So when you slam your hand down and you get into someone's face and say, go Fuck yourself. I am the one because of a blink, of a smirk, of a word, of the way they put their hand in their pocket and say no. It literally has to say enough was enough at that point. What was the boiling point to where an ant or a bite to eat was the pop-off point? It really was energy and anything else that upon a look, something will happen. Where was the breakdown of any policy and procedure that you couldn't even see it? So when you have to say it was a game, are you running games to get an agenda done? But in reality, when you're sitting here and even just doing a podcast in the current date and time, in real time, and they still want to put words in your mouth that you can't even understand it, that you can't even be it, you can't sting it, you can't use the letter B, you can't be or exist, you can't even curse it out. You can't even be a bitch or a witch. You have to sit there and say, I'm sorry, I was the one out of line, per se. Because even though I've been either in law enforcement for up to 20 years or a nurse for 13, 14 years, grew up around law enforcement and military. And when I see the words, syntax, scripted language, and coherence in an IEP meeting for speech therapy, and I look at it and I say, what about that? What about that? I have to teach your kid how to answer the phone even though he's 13. At speech therapy? Well, that's part of it. That's a skill. He knows how to. He can learn that at home. He's plateaued. No. So when we're done, we're going to actually learn how to answer. And it went. No. Done. No. Not done. It went to another place of get it gone. No, that's gang. That's slang. After a strip club did a slew. Then we had the feds here. Get it gone. No. You cannot go do in law enforcement a gone. No, that's how we do it. No. You don't do anything in. You wait. People have the right to change their mind. That's part of being sovereign, isn't it? Free will choice. Not setting it up. But the day that I have to say, which was beautiful driving the car of my autistic son telling me I was a fucking bitch and I deserve to be executed because I told him the word no. I had to say, who put that in his mouth? Where did that weakness break down? He's 13. I don't know either. Excuse the explicitness, per se. So, I have every right to get a little upset when someone knocks on my door and says, well, have you tried this? Our research phone number? It, to be honest, this issue. This, which happens in the neighborhood, it's only for LGBTQ plus. That's not the nature of it. That's all we have for 211. Well, maybe you should try to call 211. No, it's not. It doesn't relate to the incident. You have to say something was wrong in Connecticut, at least, to where we sit and we're all a little ornery. Oh, there it is. There it is. We had more incidents of violent encounters at the door. I think I have to say the worst thing was sitting and listening to everything happen in the country. And then getting a piece of mail saying, I didn't turn my equipment in. Am I complaining? Am I venting? No, reality. That's reality right now. I am just like anyone else. So, the devil's advocate, when we go back to that. The devil's advocate is sit there and see how long you can survive with your electric rates, your oil rates, your lack of pay, even though it is a conflict of interest everywhere. I swear to God, I represent all of America right now. And then you have to survive and you have to feed your animals and then you have to keep up with your vet bills. And then you have to worry about what actually really happened on the deployment. Where he comes home and he's just not right. He's like, I'm not in the right mindset. Something happened where something explicit happened and I'm not allowed to basically report on it. But he really didn't say that. It was the way he gestured of no, I'm not talking about it. By the way, I loved finding more incidences around the house post-deployment. I have to sit and I have to say, all was good. Because when that incident came up and it was no, he can't report that sexual harassment and to the Connecticut State Police, he has to go through his chain of command. I have to say, the incident with Daniel Penny was interesting on that research of a man we all said did the right thing on that subway because they all sat there and they all had to restrain him. Where was his pop-off? I have to see that actually there was a breakdown in system where two dropped the ball in care. So when I say, he did the correct thing on restraint, because anyone who has been through the military or law enforcement or anywhere, even in healthcare, sit and you say, it's that unspoken word that makes you upset and makes you uncomfortable to the point you're trying to de-escalate a situation with a couple words because they mean something. And then it goes to a full-fledged incident. And then it goes to, you can't even see it. This is a disgrace. Where is the justice in this? And I'm not mocking the family of the gentleman who passed away. I have to agree with him. Where is that other side of justice? Because his name was clear, Daniel Penny. The devil advocate in that was see how far you can go with the word no. Mine was get a gun with a bon ni me of a lay of a stay to be a bay. My spouse's was get a gay of a may. My children were sit as long as you can, pop off and see how mom and dad react. My family was stay away as far as way as you can because Ledge Brook to all of it said she's sick, stay away. How long is she gonna be sick? It's been 3 years. I mean, it was pretty sick. It was just a cold. That's what I was told. Why was I seeing pink and purple bubbles and I was clean? I don't know. So let's talk about that. Everyone at some point in their life enters a devil's advocate, whether they realize it or not, whether they call it a lesson in life, whether they call it a challenge or anything like that. It is an animosity that turns up, that turns so illegal, so quick. That's why the word no, no, and no is the most powerful word in any language that you can do and you can say. If they get upset, the other party, it's done. It's either a DUN, a DUNN, to a DUNE, to the absolute DUNE. You can't even see it. You can't educate anyone on how to properly do a devil's advocate. But basically, you must be careful. It's almost like the rule of three in Wicca, because that devil's advocate can follow you for the rest of your life. The devil's advocate over the last presidential term that I can see as a psychic was get a gone away, but a bay of a stay of a lay was a nay. You could not go near the waters. Try that as a dignitary or a diplomat. Law enforcement was stay away, stay obey, and be a knee. Education was stay a bee. They must sting it out. Healthcare was be a bee. Of a knee, of a C, of a D. They will literally sting you. You will literally take a knee and pray, and they literally will be cut throat to get it out right now. But then you say, wait a minute, that doesn't sound like healthcare. I don't know what happened in healthcare, but at least in my area, they have armed guards now at our acute care facilities. So when I sit here and I have to say, the devil's advocate was, how long can you go? And I said, this is not something I would normally do, but I would literally say, you can't even get it done whatsoever. Like I said, a dun, spelt D-U-N to D-U-N-N, is someone who is innocent, who is made a criminal to be D-U-N-E just in the area. You can't even see it coming. All of a sudden, it's right there. How do you even know with the unspoken word? All of a sudden, something happens and it's right there in your face. Most people know the devil's advocate as something of a mob term, of a terms on the table of getting something done, D-O-N-E, because they can't put it out with fire, they can't put it out with crying. They can't put it out because nothing is pertinent, meaning it doesn't pertain to anything that is happening. It means that you can't even be like away with it. You can't even be stay with me on it. You can't even be anything at all except sit there and sip your tea or your coffee and your whatever drink of choice is, and you have a smoke a toke a loke to the point where you say, I'm pretty much the devil because every time I turn around, there's a problem. So at this point, I have to say, quite a bit of America is sour to ill after the way things played out, to where they are willing to do a devil's advocate and say, try me, come to my property. And try that act with me and see where it fails. In reality, you don't have to be in the mob or in a gang or anything like that when you're challenged with a devil's advocate. You have to sit and just be present. You can't even see it with an eyes wide shut. So, with that being said, that's really all I have to say. It is so continuous, it will follow you to the next life if you're not Carrie. I don't know what that means, but you'll find out, I'm sure, in 2 to 3 weeks. So, with that being said, that's all I have to say on that topic. I feel it might come up again, up to a Lucifer incarnate. But with that being said, I will sip my coffee and have my toast and leave it on the table as I walk around like the disheveled stay-at-home mom that I probably should be at this point, looking like the part. Any questions or concerns, go ahead and leave a like, comment, and share, and we'll talk to you soon.